Good evening. Welcome to shareenjoyment.com. Monday evening. Thank you all for coming to join us, learn together a little bit. We begin, of course, by giving a shout out to our host of shareenjoyment.com, Jake Weinman, the one and only Jake Weinman, the indefatigable Jake Weinman, for his incredible efforts and passion for the success of shareenjoyment.com. Likewise, a special shout out to Mitch Green for his expertise in all matters relating to the technical side of shareenjoyment.com. Enormous amount of effort and work goes into maintaining the website, uploading the shiurim, and making all the arrangements between the different rabbanim, coordination, and sponsorships. Hulu v'hulu. Thank you very, very much. We begin tonight by dedicating the shiur l'zecher u'le'ilu nishmas Mamish Yitzchok ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. Likewise, tonight we want to dedicate the shiur also l'zecher u'le'ilu nishmas Rebbe Eliyakim ben Yechiel Michal Zichrono Livracha. And also we want to wish a refuah shleima, dedicate the shiur for a speedy refuah shleima Avraham Chizkiyahu ben Beluma, who is in need of Rachamei Shamayim, may he have a full shleima b'korei. This week is Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Re'eh is a very powerful parsha. There are a lot of Rashis. We should all learn Rashi, Chumash, Rashi, all of the Yesodos of Yadus is Rashi. Rashi and Chumash has it all. Every principle in Yadus is found in Rashi. Rashi, Chumash, and this week's parasha, Parashas Re'eh, is a very, one of possibly the most Rashis from all of the parashas. I don't know for sure, but spending some time today, there's an enormous amount of Rashi on Parashas Re'eh, and it's very dense. Many, many Yisraelis. I want to focus on the end of the parasha. The Moadim, we go through all of the festivals of the year towards the end, and we conclude with a pasuk of Aliyah L'Regel. The pasuk says, Shalosh v'amim ha'shana yireh kol zechurcha es p'nei Hashem Elokecha b'malkoim asher yivchar. Three times a year, yireh kol zechurcha, all of your male adults shall appear before the presence of Pnei Hashem Elokecha, Hashem your God, b'malkoim, in the location asher yivchar, that he will choose, the Chag HaMatzos, or the Chag HaShavuos, or the Chag HaSukkos. Now this pasuk, we already had something similar two times. We had this pasuk already twice before, something similar exactly, in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Kisis. In Parshas Mishpatim, it's a little bit different. It says there, three times you shall appear, Shalosh pa'amim ba'ashana yireh kol zechurcha el p'nei ha'odoin Hashem, before the presence of the Master Hashem. In Parshas Kisisa, we have this pasuk. There it says, Shalosh pa'amim ba'ashana yireh kol zechurcha es p'nei ha'odoin Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So the question I'm asking is, why we have three different mentions of this principle, this concept that a person, that everyone should go and visit Hashem, should visit the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem is everywhere, of course, but the intensity of the Shekhinah is present in the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone should go three times a year in obligation, after doing a carbon oil, to visit the makom of Hashuas Hashchina three times a year. It's presented three times in the Torah, but each one of the three times, the title of Hashem is different. The first time, Hashem is described as the Adon Hashem, El Pnei, the Odoin, the Master, Yudke Vavke Hashem. The second time, Hashem is described as Pnei Ha'odoin Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He's called the Master, but he's called the Master who is the Elokei, the God of Yisrael, of the Jewish people. The third time, he is described as Hashem Elokecha, Hashem, your God. We no longer describe him as the Master, as the God of the Jewish people, but just simply Hashem Elokecha. Why is there a change? So I'd like to illustrate this idea with something that is really completely unrelated to this, but I want to try to connect the two together to bring out a point, an idea. There's a very well-known Gemara. I believe it's Masechet Megillah. It's in other places as well. That talks about the Shemona Esrei, the template of the first blessing in Shemona Esrei. Three times a day we say, we describe Hashem with a few words. Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vehanoira. Four words. Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vehanoira. Okay, Hashem, Buddha's a very loose translation, Hashem who is great, mighty, and awesome. Obviously, these words are filled with enormous depth and interpretation of what these words actually mean, what they represent. In fact, these concepts, they run through the entire Shemona Esrei from beginning to end in every blessing, but that's not our topic. These are the words. And the Gemara tells us that along came Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu, he witnessed that the Jewish people were being harassed. The Beis HaMikdash was being destroyed. And Yirmiyahu said, how could we continue to say in the Shemona Esrei, Hakel, it's not clear they daven in the Shemona Esrei, but the way we have it, but how could we continue when we pray to say, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VeHaNoira, Noira, Ayei Noira Yisav, where are Hashem's, where is the awe, where is the awe of Hashem? Hagodol, where is the awesomeness of Hashem? Doniel, likewise, it could be that I'm mixing these two up. I apologize, I'm getting a little bit confused, but let's just talk in general terms. Doniel, as well, was disturbed that the Jewish people found themselves suffering to a very large degree and questioned, why should we be permitted to recite that Hashem is a Gibor, Gibor v'Noira. Yirmiyahu deleted, challenged one of these words, and so did Daniel the other word. How can we say in the Shemona Esrei that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gibor and a Noira? Gibor connotes might. Noira connotes an awesomeness, fear. The Gentiles are not afraid of us. The Gentiles have overpowered us, have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they have exiled the Jewish people, they have laid a heavy hand upon Hashem's chosen nation, and Hashem was silent, and Hashem allowed this tragedy, this churban to occur. How can we recite the words that Hashem is a Gibor and a Noira? Where is Hashem's might? How could it be that millions of Jews have been killed? The Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. The survivors have been taken away as slaves into exile. And our enemies mock us and harass us. And the Jewish people have have been reduced to a fraction of what they were. Where is the might, the grandeur, the awesomeness of Hashem? And they decided that from there on in, their lifetimes, they would say when they would recite this, come to a point in the prayer where they would ordinarily have recited this expression, Hakel Hagadol Hagibor V'Hanayla, they would just say Hakel Hagadol, and that's it. Later came along an assembly called the Anshei Knesset Hagadola, and they looked at what Yirmiyahu and Daniel, what they have done, and they said, no, just the opposite. There are different dimensions to understand and appreciate the depth of these words of Noira and of Gevurah. We know that in Pirkei Avos we learned that who is a Gibor? Is Zehu Gibor? HaKoivesh as Yitzro, a person that conquers his passion, a person that's able to hold back, to control himself. And the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah said just the opposite. Hein, hein, Gevuroisav. Hein, hein, Noiroisav. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows himself to witness the Chorban and holds himself back, this is a greater expression of Hashem's might. Because we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by destroying the Beis HaMikdash, he preserved the Jewish people. We have to have emunah that the Churban was necessary because of Mibnei Chatoenu, due to our sins, and this painful, horrific tragedy, we have to have emunah, was for the ultimate benefit of the Jewish people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he witnesses our suffering, his pain is infinitely greater than ours, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he holds himself back. He allows this to happen for the ultimate benefit of the Jewish people. Now, what I just said is quite a pill to swallow, and it's not for the faint of heart. And this is something which requires enormous, enormous strength and emunah. But this is what Chazal say. And we have to accept what Chazal say. The pain of Hashem is even greater. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu witnesses this tragedy, he feels enormous pain from our perspective, and he holds himself back. By holding himself back and allowing it to happen, it is a greater expression of Noira and of Gevurah. Hein hein Gevuroisav, hein hein Noiroisav. And therefore, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah restored, they were called Machzir Atara Liyoshna, they restored the crown back to its former glory, and the Jewish people once again were instructed to say the full expression that was originally coined by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hakel, HaGadol, HaGibor, VeHanoira. Nothing should be left out. That is what it says in the Gemara and in the Medrash. Now, let's step in and discuss this. If the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah was so brilliant, well, you know, I actually left out a very important point. The Gemara goes on to say, if that is the case, if the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, a rabbinic body, assembly of rabbis, they came to understand that it would be better, it would be correct to preserve the original expression because of this principle called Hein Hein Givu Roysav, Hein Hein Noi Roysav. Why didn't Daniel and Yirmiyahu come up with the same answer? Daniel and Yirmiyahu were just as wise as the Chachamim of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So the Gemara asks this question, and the Gemara answers, it's true, they absolutely understood this, but still, it does not appear to be true, emes, to the perspective of mankind. And therefore, even though we know it's true, but to the perspective of man, it doesn't appear to be true. You have to be a sophisticated person, a person of great faith, to appreciate this concept. And not everyone can reach that exalted level of greatness and holiness to comprehend this idea of hein hein givurosav, hein hein neuroisav. So therefore, for the common man, it would be better just for us to omit these two words, because we don't see, the naked eye doesn't see Hashem's givura and Hashem's awesomeness. That's really where the Gemara ends. Now is where we step in, and we ask the next question. So if Daniel and Yirmiyahu knew the real answer, and yet they felt that since it's not appreciated by the common man, so why didn't the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah come to the same conclusion? That's correct. We know what the real answer is. But just like Yirmiyahu and Daniel, they felt it's still more important that a text in the prayer should reflect something which can be perceived by mankind, and it cannot in this case. So it should be omitted. What happened? Why didn't the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah agree with Daniel and Yirmiyahu on this last point? So here's where we want to say an idea that ties into the question that we began with as to why there are three different expressions regarding Aliyah L'Regel in the Torah. There's a fundamental difference between Daniel and Yirmiyahu on one side and the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah on the other side. Daniel and Yirmiyahu were looking at the world from the perspective of the Goyim, of the nations of the world, the Gentiles. In the very beginning of Sefer Yirmiyahu, Hashem says to Yirmiyahu, Navi lagoyim nisaticha. I am making you a prophet for the Goyim. What does that word mean for the Goyim? Rashi has two interpretations. Rashi's first interpretation is it refers to the Jewish people. Sometimes the Jewish people are called Goyim. Each tribe is a Goy, is a nation to itself. And in plural, taken together, the Jewish nation is called Goyim. But Rashi, in his second interpretation, says it means simply Yirmiyahu wasn't just a prophet for Am Yisrael. Yirmiyahu was a prophet for the entire world, all of the nations of the world. It's hard for us to appreciate that in our generation. We're very insular. But Yirmiyahu's role, he was a Navi, a prophet. The whole world was his audience, not only the Jewish people. When Yirmiyahu said something, the world paid attention. Daniel also saw the world from the perspective of the nations of the world. Daniel lived and served as the right-hand man of Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel was living in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar. He rose to prominence. He was as we would say, chief of staff for Nebuchadnezzar. He held a top cabinet position. He saw the world, and Nebuchadnezzar was in essence, the tyrant of the world. He was, his nation, Babel, conquered almost the entire world. He ruled over the entire world. And here Daniel is sitting in his palace, privy to all the details. Daniel is looking at the world from the perspective of the non-Jews. Along comes the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And they say, it's true. Everything that Daniel and Yirmiyahu said is absolutely correct. They understood the real answer is, Hein Hein Givuraisav, Hein Hein Dairaisav. But they were looking at Hokel HaGadol HaGibor VeHanayra through the lens of the nations of the world. And from that, their perspective, they don't understand. They don't see the Yad Hashem. They brutalized the Jewish people. They conquered, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They exiled the nations of the world, Nebuchadnezzar, and all of the nations which he represents. They just don't understand. And therefore, it would be better not to say Gibor and Noira. Along came the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah is a body of Talmidei Chachamim who are looking at the world from the perspective of Am Yisrael. It's a different time in Jewish history. We're in Galus. We've been in Galus for a while, and unfortunately, they were understanding that the Galus would last for a long time. And during this time, the nations of the world do not appreciate, do not understand Klal Yisrael. They don't have that depth of understanding. And we have to become insular and just work on ourselves, develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and perfect ourselves, elevate ourselves temporarily until the day will come the Hoyo Hashem Lemelech al Kol Haaretz. Bayom Ahu Yehi Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad. But not now. Now we have to look into ourselves and perfect our relationship with Hashem. When it comes to Kiddush Hashem, we always hear people doing good deeds, and there are Gentiles who observe the good deeds of a Jew, and we use the expression, wow, what a Kiddush Hashem. A Jew has done a good deed, and when a Gentile witnesses the good deed, they say, wow, what a nation, what a holy nation. Look how honest they are, how they behave, how they fear God. But the truth is, the ultimate Kiddush Hashem is not to sanctify Hashem's name in front of the nations of the world. It's to sanctify Hashem's name amongst ourselves. As it says in the Pasuk, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, I will be sanctified from within the Jewish people. Now with this idea, let's go back and take a look at the three times it says in the Pasuk, you shall come and visit Hashem three times a year. We want to suggest that these three references represent three different stages. It's Jewish, in Jewish history. Back in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, in the time of the Bais Rishon, the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo HaMelech ruled over the entire world, when the Jewish people came to visit the Beis HaMikdash, the whole world looked up to the Beis HaMikdash as the makom of Hashem's presence. The Beis HaMikdash was viewed as not just a bais for the Jewish people. Ki beisi beis tefila l'chol ha'amin. The first time it says, describes Hashem coming to visit the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem is called the Pnei Ha'adoin, the Master Hashem. Hashem was the master of the entire world. The entire world appreciated Hashem is the master. But unfortunately, as time went on, and the fear of God diminished in the world. The world came to a point where Hashem was described as the Adon, He is the Master, as Pnei HaAdon, Hashem, but only Elokei Yisrael. He is still the Master. He is still the Master of the world, but the Gentiles already let go. They let go. He's the Master, but He's your Master. He's the Master of the Jewish people. The third pasuk in this week's parasha, Parashas Re'eh, when we conclude the Moadim and when we describe Hashem, Hashem is described as Hashem Elokecha. There's no one to talk to out there. The nations of the world are not listening. They're not interested. They're gone. They're just not with the program. Hashem is not described as the Adon, the Master. There's a lot, big world out there, and unfortunately, we're not yet holding at the point V'hayo Hashem l'melech al kol haaretz. The nations of the world are out to lunch. Hashem is not described as the Adon, who is the Adon of the Elokei Yisrael. He's not called the Adon Stam, and he's not even recognized. The Jewish people in the eyes of the nations of the world don't carry much weight. How then do we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our time? Hashem Elokecha. For us, it doesn't make a difference. We identify with the Anshei Knesses HaGadolah. We can say Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hameva, because we're speaking to Hashem from our perspective. And from our perspective, every single Jew has that emuna within him to understand Hein Hein Givroisav, Hein Hein Noiroisav. The Umayyad Olam, they don't. But it's not relevant, because when they're not part of the equation. When the time of Yirmiyahu, in the time of Daniel, they were part of the equation. And when they were part of the equation and they did not appreciate, it did not appear to be true. So it was decided that it would be better not to say it. But when it came to the time of the Anshei Knesses HaGadolah, the nations of the world were not part of the equation anymore. It's now time for us to focus on ourselves and to perfect our relationship with Hashem, to grow and develop in Yerushalayim Ahavas Hashem, to focus on Hashem Elokecha, Hashem your God. When we go to Eretz Yisrael in our day and age, do the nations of the world appreciate what the Beis HaMikdash is, the sanctity of the land? They certainly do not. They look at Eretz Yisrael as nothing more than just one of many nations. It has its natural resources. It has its advantages, its disadvantages. It's just a dot on the map. They're not part of the equation. But when we go to Eretz Yisrael, we see the Har HaBayis, we see the Kotel, we see the Mekomos HaKadoshim. We know what we're looking at. And we acknowledge that Hashem is Hashem Elokecha. Everyone listening here is part of the Anshei Knesses HaGadolah, the people of this great assembly. May we all merit, as through fulfilling what we read in this week's parasha, Hashem Elokecha, we come to see and to appear, to present ourselves before Hashem Elokecha. When we perfect ourselves through that, the world will take notice, will wake up, and will restore the glory of what once was, the glory of Ha'odoin Hashem, Ha'odoin Hashem Elokei Yisrael, and will witness speedily in our days the fulfillment of the pasuk, V'hayo Hashem l'melech al kol haaretz, b'yoyim ha'hu yihyeh Hashem echad u'shemo echad. Thank you very much for coming tonight to learn Torah, to participate. with me. May you all have a wonderful and successful week ahead, and wishing everyone the very best. Have a good night.